Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 34 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to toilet train children with autism. Being toilet trained is one of the most important functional life skills we can teach our children with autism. It can be challenging, but it can be done. It requires consistency and commitment on part of the parents to toilet train their child with autism. Every child with autism is different. How long it will take a child to toilet train will depend on every child. In this episode, I'm going to share some strategies you can use to toilet train your child. Toilet training is a complex skill. We need to break it down into small parts so it is not overwhelming for you or your child. There are some signs you might see your child with autism might start showing before you start toilet training. It is also possible some children might not show any of these signs. It will vary from child to child. They will start showing you they are not comfortable in wet diapers and want to be changed immediately. They might show some interest in sitting on the toilet and maybe even flushing it. The most important thing we need to remember is we never ever want to force a child with autism to toilet train, as it will create a negative experience of them. We can start toilet training a child with autism when they are younger, but it can be done at any age. Once your child starts showing you some of the signs I mentioned, start putting your child in underwear. Ditch the diapers, as diapers these days are super absorbent. It is very important your child needs to learn the awareness between being wet and dry. Increase the amount of fluids your child drinks throughout the day. This will help with toilet training. Choose a strong reinforcer for your child, which will be only used when they use the toilet successfully. It can be their favorite food, toy, activity, or a book. Make sure you do not give them free access. They can only get it once they use the toilet successfully, so your child can build that connection. If your child uses the toilet successfully, offer them the reward and offer lots of verbal praise. In the beginning, take your child to the toilet every 15 minutes consistently throughout the day. Practice this for a few weeks. If your child is younger, get them a toilet seat and a stool so they are well supported and their feet are not dangling. If they are successful in using the toilet, offer them the reward and lots of verbal praise. In the beginning, use pull-ups or diapers in the night and during nap time till they are successfully toilet trained. Once your child stays dry for 15 minutes, then slowly increase the time to 30 minutes, 45 minutes and so on. If they have an accident in between, don't make it into a big deal. Clean up and move on, as we don't want to make it into a negative experience for your child. We also have to teach our child to ask to use the bathroom. If your child is non-verbal, make them a card with a photo of the toilet on it and teach them to hand it to you each time they want to use the toilet. If they show any kind of resistance to toilet training or if they start having multiple accidents, you can take a break for a few days and you can start again. Make sure you do not give up. Toilet training a child with autism can be a challenging process, but it can be done with consistency and commitment on behalf of the parents. I hope these strategies will help you in toilet training your child with autism. If you like this episode and my podcast, leave me a 5-star rating and a review in Apple Podcast, Good Pods or Spotify. This will help my podcast to reach more autism parents like you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.